This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Bharatiya Janata Party has completely rejected and distanced itself from controversial remarks made by the party MPs Nishikant Dubey and Dinesh Sharma on the Supreme Court and the Chief Justice of India. The two MPs have also been asked to refrain from making such remarks. In a social media post, BJP President JP Nadda said that the Bharatiya Janata Party has nothing to do with the statements made by them. He said these are their personal statements, but the BJP neither agrees with nor supports such statements. Mr. Nadda added, Bharatiya Janata Party has always respected the judiciary and gladly accepted its orders and suggestions. The Bharatiya Janata Party is launching a nationwide campaign, Vakf Sudhar Jan Jagran Abhiyan, from today to spread awareness about the benefits of the Vakf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till 5th of next month. Under the campaign, BJP leaders and workers will visit the Muslim communities and make them aware about the amended act. West Bengal Governor C.V. Anand Bose has said that he will take up the incident of communal violence at Murshidabad with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and also submit a report on his findings on the ground level situations there to the central government. The governor told the media persons on his way back to Kolkata after completing his tour of the troubled areas in Murshidabad district. He said that what he learned from the affected people is that barbaric attacks have been conducted on them. He said such attacks are not acceptable in a civilized society.
This has been an insightful experience for me. I now understand what exactly the people need. I will take it up in the appropriate channels in the appropriate manner. As governor, it's my duty to act as a rainbow bridge between the center and the state. When it comes to protecting the life and property of the people, there is no difference of opinion between this government or that government. It's our bounden duty and a constitutional obligation to guarantee the fundamental right to life. The right to life has been threatened.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the city in over four decades. The visit highlights the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi Arabia relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defence and cultural cooperation. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Labour Department has initiated the registration process for service providers associated with the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra 2025. A help desk cum registration counter has been set up at the office of the Assistant Labour Commissioner, Labour Sarai, Dogra Hall, Jammu, to facilitate the registration process. Registration can be done free of charge upon identity verification. Two cheetahs from Kuno National Park will be relocated to the Gandhi Sagar Wildlife Sanctuary in Mandsaur district of Madhya Pradesh today. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav gave a green signal to relocate the cheetahs following a meeting between the Cheetah Steering Committee and the National Tiger Conservation Authority. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will be on a four-day official visit to India beginning tomorrow, External Affairs Ministry in a statement said. This will be Mr. Vance's first visit to India. During his stay, he will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday. The visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on 13th of February this year during the visit of the Prime Minister to the U.S. The second round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran over Iran's nuclear program has concluded in Rome with signs of cautious optimism. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that there is movement forward and that the two sides have reached an agreement on some principles yesterday. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all citizens, especially the Christian community residing in India and abroad on the occasion. And in the IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Chandigarh this afternoon, with the match scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Later in the evening, Mumbai Indians will face off against Chennai Super Kings in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Lucknow Super Giants edged past Rajasthan Royals by a narrow margin of 2 runs in a thrilling encounter held in Jaipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.